I'm Corinne LaRue, and this is Farming from the Heart. I had such an amazing opportunity to talk to the agriculture supporters outside of the United States. Specifically, I got to speak with a woman named Anissa when I was in Hong Kong last month. Curious to what event was going on, I sat down with her and asked her a few questions about what looked to be a farmer's market right in the middle of downtown Hong Kong. The language barrier stood as a small problem, but I was still able to understand they were celebrating an Indonesian farmer's market.
Here is Indonesian foreign domestic worker. I usually have holiday every Sunday.
So Sunday holiday?
Yeah, Sunday holiday, and some of them is looking for Indonesian food, and some is selling the food here, and this is the place we can get the food, because most of the place is like Causeway Bay, they already banned, they cannot sell the food here, so most of them is come here to buy the food, Indonesian food, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Anissa said that they come every Sunday to share and sell their Indonesian food. She says that it is one of the only places to get their culture's food because it isn't sold in Hong Kong. This was one of my favorite interviews because it showed how every single culture in the world relies on agriculture, and most of them meet every week to share their food at farmers' markets. This is a great example of the process for individuals to get food in very large cities. They can't grow it themselves, so they buy it from other markets and then prepare it and sell it at the farmers' markets. Agriculture is needed worldwide, and that's a fact. That's Farming from the Heart. I'm Corinne LaRue.